the ATF is contacting federal firearms licensees, warning them of people trying to acquire 50 caliber rifles and belt-fed firearms. Before I jump into that, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's the Sonoran Desert Institute. I know a lot of you out there like to repair and modify your own firearms. And if you're looking for a way to take your hobby to the next level, then the Sonoran Desert Institute can help. The online programs at SDI cover armorer's courses, gunsmithing, ballistics, woodworking and finishes, shooting sports management, and much more. Plus, tools and materials needed are shipped directly to your door for hands-on practice. It's never been a better time to get an education that you can actually use on the job. So what are you waiting for? Visit sdi.edu/gng to learn more today. Guys and gals, my name is Jared, and you have reached Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news here on YouTube. And if you want that Second Amendment news, you love that Second Amendment, then like this video, share it, and hit subscribe down below. Let's get into this, because this is something everybody should be aware of, and we need to start spreading the word. I want to thank my buddy John Crump, who called me and gave me the information, and I'll link to his article. It has a little bit more information in it below. So the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, they started emailing and phone calling dealers in the Dallas and Houston, Texas areas, warning them about attempts by straw purchasers to acquire high-powered weapons. Now, according to one recorded phone call that I have not heard, but again, I'm referring you to John Crump, who has this information, but according to that recorded phone call, the ATF believes that the cartels are behind the straw purchases, and they are gearing up for something over the next 60 days. Now, the ATF agent did not give any specifics as to what exactly the cartels might be planning, but the email reads as follows, and here it is on the screen. Law enforcement is advising federal firearms licensees of expanding interest in criminal networks' intention to utilize straw purchasers in acquiring large caliber firearms such as 50 caliber and or belt-fed rifles within the next 60 days. This activity is anticipated to occur throughout the entire state of Texas. Please contact your local ATF office if any suspicious, attempted, or finalized purchases occur. Now, this warning extends to all of Texas, and the ATF has asked any dealer to contact them immediately if there are any suspicious purchases. So if you're an FFL and you have a purchase that was a little suspicious, they're asking you to call them. And yeah, I know that the trust level between FFLs and ATF is at an all-time low, but they're just saying, hey, trust us on this one. It's also unclear if the mentioned cartel action is expected in the United States of America or south of our border with Mexico. So please let every FFL that you know, let them know what's going on, share this video, like this video, subscribe to this channel so that you'll be made aware of any updates that might come forward. And let's get this information out there, because if it is true, and they are, I mean, they're contacting FFL, so if this is true, we need everybody to be aware of it. Guys and gals, I'm asking you to please pass this along, check your subscription down below, and till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Especially if you're in the affected area. It's time to take care of our country, take care of our community, take care of our families. I'll see y'all in the next one. Take care.